Raptors leading here at half, 65-57. We'll hear from the boys again after the game. And we kind of hope that it is a win for the Raptors after the game that the boys are talking about. Jack, heaven knows we've been talking about losses for a long time. You know, we go around the league and people say, wow, it's good to see you guys going well. The cyclical nature of the league is such that, you know, there are times when I look at some of the overall records, like the Raptors still have an overall losing record against Indiana. Well, that's for years with Reggie Miller and company. Yeah. They would beat the crud out of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and for years we saw Larry Johnson when Larry Johnson and Patrick Ewing were here and the Knicks would just beat on Toronto, the expansion Raptors. And then, you know, you start to get better and they've got a winning record against Philadelphia because for a while Philadelphia's been bad and Toronto's been taking it out on them. So, look, when the window's open, you want to keep it open.
You got to take advantage of it. And
that's
exactly it. And you know what, too? You got to celebrate it a little bit, too. You know, like I said, going into the Houston game the other night, I don't care if they win or win by one, lose by one, win by 20, lose by 20. It's still a celebration of the sport and the growth of the sport of basketball across Canada. And I turned to you the other night. I said, Jonesy, this is pretty cool for you. You grew up in Toronto. To be at an event like this was pretty special. And here we go, start of the second half.
Toronto ball, starters on the floor. Powell, Ibaka, Valanciunas, DeRozan, and Lowry. DeRozan near side, corner three, no good. Runs down his rebound, kicks it out to Lowry. Swing it to Ibaka, top of the lane, three, good. Down the bottom of the well for Serge. Toronto has its largest lead of the day at 68-57. New York back, Hardaway Jr. drives baseline, Moutier drives baseline, lays it up, misses, but the rebound jammed down by Luke Kornet, who's having a terrific game with 15 points. Valanciunas comes right back at him, drives it into the lane, is fouled, and JV will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Well, and his size and his ability to stretch the floor, again, in today's NBA, that is a nice quality to have on your team, and he's 3-for-5 tonight, excuse me, this afternoon from three-point range.
So Valanciunas will go down and pay him back with a foul and a free throw. And Toronto's lead is 10 at 69-59. Jack, let's see if Toronto pulls away. The third quarter is DeMar DeRozan's best quarter. He is the fourth leading scorer in the NBA in the third quarter.
And I'll give you a reason why, I think. I think the more the game goes on, the more he figures out how the defense is guarding him. And he's a guy that adjusts as the game goes on.
Back comes New York. Great pass underneath Kornet to Beasley. Lay it up and in. Nope, they got him on a walk. Shuffle the feet under the lane. And because the ball went in the basket, so there's no mistaking it for a basket. Raptors inbound, far side, right wing. Raptors moving right to left in the white uniforms this afternoon in New York. Ibaka, far corner, right in front of the Knicks bench. Pinned by Beasley, now dribbles on the baseline, gets to the hoop, floats it up, no good, rebound to Beasley. Back comes New York. Ntilikina out there with Beasley, Kornet, Hardaway Jr., and Moutier. Ntilikina on the bounce, down low to Beasley on Lowry. Double comes from Ibaka, they get it to Ntilikina, short jumper in the lane, no good, but the foul called. And they got the foul on 17, Valanciunas. I just saw the 7. I thought it can't be Lowry, but they got JV for a little kind of touch in the back on Ntilikina on the elevation of the shot. So the Frenchman, Frank Ntilikina, drafted 8th overall by the Knicks. A lot of people upset. They passed on, well, Dennis Smith Jr., Donovan Mitchell, they were all available.
And
it's an inexact science, this
sure
draft,
is,
isn't it, Jack?
On the other hand, people were crying and going bananas when they drafted Porzingis, and that worked out pretty good.
Yep. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Ntilikina still, I think, could be a decent player. DeRozan, corner three in the air, no good. 70-60 Toronto, 10-17 to go, first quarter. Here come the Knicks, left to right. We're in the alternate navy blue with orange trimming third uniforms. Cornette underneath to Beasley. Great catch. Lays it up and in. Good look by Luke Cornette.
Cornette, two assists, four boards. Good find that time. Nice ball movement by the Knicks.
DeRozan on the bounce into the lane. Gets to the nail, loses the handle, took his eye off it, and then creates the foul, trying to stop Moutier. Cornette looks like one of those kids that when you go to the park to play pickup, you know, the tall, gangly kid with the kind of stringy hair, and he looks like he can play a little. You go, hey, man, you want to run? The guy says, yeah. And then you find out he's probably the one of the best kids in the park.
Yeah, no, he can really stroke it.
Ntilikina front court, 70-62 Toronto, 9:45 to go. Third quarter. Cornette on the bounce as I give him love, turns it over. Here comes Lowry. Maybe that's why he sits on the side in the park. Three ball from Powell down the bottom of the well. Far side, right wing, 73-62. Biggest lead of the game for the Raptors at 11.
20 assists on 25 field goals. They're really moving the rock.
Hardaway Jr. three up top, misses everything. And Jack, that 20 assists, a key figure. Raptors 41-10 this year when they have 20 assists again. That's 52 times now this year. Last year, it happened a total of 32. They were 25-7.
That's a dramatic difference. And still plenty of time left in this season to do more.
Oh, yeah, they could double that figure easily. Valanciunas drives to the basket and flushes it down with two hands. Oh, JV.
He's on a mission today, man. He's zeroed in.
75-62 Toronto. Valanciunas hammering it home. JV with 15. Moutier up fake. Now kicks it to Hardaway Jr. far side. Now to Moutier straight away. Shot clock at three. Drives into the lane. Kick to Beasley. Fires a corner three and got it. Had no time to think about it. The Kansas State Wildcat knocks it down. And Toronto's lead cut to 11, 75-64. Lowry out top. Ibaka wide open, catch and shoot, fires and knocks it down in the bottom of the well. 8:19, third quarter, 78-64. Biggest lead of the game for Toronto at 14. In the lane, the drive by Moutier, no good. Here comes Lowry. On the dribble, Powell trailing, three up, no good. Rebound to Beasley. 7:57 inside 8 minutes, third quarter. Here comes Ntilikina. Knicks moving left to right. Ntilikina, kick out to Beasley. On the bounce against Ibaka, into the corner. Ntilikina for three, no good. Rebound Valanciunas. JV inching his way towards another double-double. 15 points, 9 rebounds. As he gets it to Lowry. Oh, JV with a little behind-the-back dribble, then to a cutting DeRozan. The pass a little too far. Turned over. Back comes Hardaway Jr. and Valanciunas hammers him.
That was a hard foul.
Hard foul, playing the ball, and walked away. And he walks right back to Tim Hardaway Jr. and says, I'm here if you got something to say.
Huh. Tim Hardaway talking smack now to Valanciunas. Now, when his father played, he just walk to the free throw line, take your free throws, because
right,
that's how the game was played. But in this now, era, guys get very offended.
Oh, they get offended by hard plays. They get offended if you take a basket at the end of the game. Oh, that's disrespectful. Hey, man, you had 48 minutes to stop me, and you didn't. And I never forget the line from the great, the eminent Pinball Clemens when he was coaching the Argos. And the CFL was a league of choreographed touchdown celebrations. You know, 12 guys falling down,
yep,
or like they're in a bobsled or something. And I said, Pin, you know, your defensive guys get upset. He said, they shouldn't be. You had 110 yards to stop them.
It's so true.
Yeah. You don't want them dancing? Then
do something about it.
Exactly. 78-66 Toronto, 7:19. Third quarter, DeRozan spins into the lane, finds Ibaka, elbow jumper wide open, back rim no good, rebound Hardaway Jr.
Good look that time for Ibaka.
Great look. Hardaway Jr. fouled by DeRozan on the bump, far side in front of the Raptor bench. The Knicks uniforms are those that have a shield of the firefighters and first responders on the front. Very snappy looking,
yeah.
Couldn't make them out until I got a close-up look at the monitor. We are about, well, two-thirds of the way up the arena. Hardaway Jr. drives, lays it in. 78-68. The Raptor lead cut to 10. Here comes Toronto. Valanciunas to Lowry. Up fake. Drives into the lane. Kicks it out. Powell to Ibaka. Swing it. DeRozan. Great ball movement. Three in the air. No good. Didn't matter, Jack. That ball was popping.
Yeah. That's how you play as a team.
And then the Knicks throw it away. They tried to get it to Moutier. Running up the right side near wing. Over his head. Into the corner on the baseline. Turn it over. Give it to Toronto. Timeout on the floor. 78-68 Toronto. 6:37 third quarter. From the world's most famous arena in Manhattan, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in New York, Paul Jones along with Jack Armstrong, Paul Schrager. Back at Raptors Central, Wheeler, Watson, and Lewenberg. You'll hear from them after the game, under the supervision of J.P. Ricciuto. And Adrian Carnevale filling in today for our man Keith Bauer, who is on the IR. At least for a game. His Iron Man streak of, 66 games into the season, it's broken. Actually, it probably carries over to last year. Keith are not really taking the day off, man. He goes, so you know it's bad when we don't have him in our ear today. But it's good for the Raptors right now, 78-68. They lead it by 10, and we'll tell you to listen to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles in the O-Dog, Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050. Every day at 5 p.m., TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better. So the Raptors bring it front court from right to left. Starters still on the floor. Third quarter, Powell, DeRozan, Valanciunas, Ibaka, and Lowry. Ibaka to Lowry between the rings. A deep three for Kyle. Good. Wow, down the bottom of the well. Holy cow, Kyle dropped that one from over on Park Avenue. 81-68, Raptors by 13. Hardaway Jr., three ball up top. He's standing over there on Park Avenue too. Man, that was deep.
That was good defense by Norman Powell.
Lowry drives, lays it in, near side, left wing. Gets the foul, says, my shopping's still going. I got a coupon for one more as he flexes for the New York crowd. 83-71, and Lowry will go to the free throw line for one more.
Yeah, 9.6 assists this afternoon for Lowry. What a magnificent performance he put on the other night against the Houston Rockets.
Hey.
Talk about a guy being dialed in.
Thank you. You don't think he knew that was a former team who was leading the West?
He made a statement around the league. Big win for the Raptor organization.
84-71, Toronto by 13. Lowry on the three-point play. He's got 10 on the afternoon. Knicks miss. Back comes DeRozan. 5:50 third quarter. Toronto 84-71. Jack, they are just calmly in control today. I mean, the Knicks.
Well, you made the point before the game. You wanted to see a professional effort today, and so far, so good.
The Knicks are kind of hanging around enough to make you
pay attention.
But
I think they're playing hard.
They're
giving it all they got.
They brought their shooting percentage up. It was quite low after the end of the first quarter. Ibaka gets it to Lowry near corner. Three in the air. Good. Kyle in the bottom of the well picks it up off the scramble. The loose ball, and it goes down. Toronto leading 87-71, 16-point lead, biggest of the game.
Turnover by the Knicks right there, and Raptors get it back.
New York was shooting 42% after the first quarter. Lowry in the lane to Ibaka. Another three, no good. Rebound, Moutier, and Jeff Hornacek says, hang on a second. Before you go up there and turn it over again, I want a timeout.
Well, with 5:18 remaining here in the third quarter, the Raptors starting units starting to take control of this game. They lead by 16, 87-71.
We'll be back in a minute from Madison Square Garden. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in New York. I always get my intersection mixed up. Paul, help me out here. Is Madison Square Garden actually at the corner of 33rd and 7th?
33rd and 7th, goes down to 31st.
Goes down to 31st and 7th.
And then
goes over to
8th Avenue.
Avenue.
It's a big building.
I took a picture of it. And again, as a kid who spent a lot of time growing up in Queens, man, it's nothing like walking into the Garden.
Yeah.
Right. And Jack, there's
special feeling.
It is a special feeling. I remember doing a game here for TSN TV back in the day, and an afternoon game when Vince Carter was hotter than a firecracker and had the post-game interview, and the floor director was rushing me off the floor. I'm like, hey, dude, I've waited my whole life to stand here. Don't rush my moment here. But there's nothing like a New York crowd. They're,
well,
I don't care if it's basketball, baseball, hockey, football, whatever.
When they're engaged, like when we were here the first time, and the Knicks beat the Raptors the night before U.S. Thanksgiving. That was an incredibly intense crowd. And at that time, there was hope, and people were into it, and they had a healthy Porzingis. This time around, it's a rather subdued afternoon crowd here, and reality has set in.
87-71. Raptors by 16, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Moutier drives and gets the jam. Jack, you got to know, he's not a great shooter, so the scouting report says, give him the shot.
Yeah, the Raptors had a breakdown on that switch that time on the right side.
Long jumper near side by Lowry, no good. Here comes New York with the rebound. Moutier, near side, right wing. On the bounce, gets Valanciunas on the switch. Jumper in the air. He says, take that, Paul Jones.
Yeah.
Knocks down a 16-footer far elbow left side.
Well, he had Valanciunas on the switch that time and took advantage.
87-75. Raptors by 12. 4:25. Ibaka spins in the lane. Gets it to DeRozan. Down low. Otto Quinn. Now it's Valanciunas. Turns. Lefty jump hook up and in. Man, a classic big man move. A classic big man move by JV.
And he was so calm doing it, Jonesy. He was like at a controlled speed.
Well, Dwayne Casey talked about it in the pregame. Backdoor cut by Moutier. Floats it up and in. Goes chest to chest with DeRozan. Nice move by Emmanuel Moutier. 89-77. Dwayne Casey talked about the anxiety level of being in close games when it's important as Ibaka walked from the top of the lane. And Jack, you need those. It's kind of like, you know, your heart rate. It's okay to realize it's raised when you're walking the ramp here at MSG because you've been running every day.
Yep.
Like you kind of know what it feels like. And right now, the Raptors have none of that anxiety, and they're putting in a professional effort.
Yeah, they are. Pirtle and Miles in the game now for Valanciunas as well. As Norman Powell on a three-point shot for the Knicks.
Moutier heating up, Jack.
Yeah, you're talking too much smack, Jonesy.
He's got seven straight points, and the Knicks cut the lead to 89-80. DeRozan over the top on the lob from Lowry, couldn't hang on to it, so it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Toronto basketball. The Knicks touched it. That's a set play that they have. Lowry out near center. They run the back screen on DeRozan on the elbow on the left side and empty out the weak side. It opens up the lob. They just couldn't get it down that time, Jack.
Pascal Siakam in the game for Serge Ibaka. Ibaka checks out 14.7 rebounds.
DeRozan up top to Siakam. Now to Lowry. Drives, gets into the lane, drops it off to Pirtle. Lay it up and in. Kyle feeding Siakam. 91-80 Toronto.
Seventh assist by Kyle Lowry, beautiful ball movement in the lane.
And then we got the foul. And it goes on Lowry and the perfunctory conversation with referee Sean Wright.
Well, he did hold him.
So going to the line will be Tim Hardaway Jr.
Knicks are in the bonus. 15 foul for Toronto now.
Hardaway Jr., originally drafted by the Knicks, 13th in 24th in 2013, and then went to Atlanta and came back here for a big number. Some people are squinting at it, but hey, it's the climate of the NBA these days.
Well, early in the year when he was healthy and Porzingis was healthy, they had a pretty solid young 1-2 punch.
Yeah, they did. Siakam, near elbow, left side. Raptors in the white, moving right to left, lead at 91-82. Not out of the woods yet. DeRozan, jumper, no good. Rebound O'Quinn.
Had a tough shooting afternoon here today, only 4 of 16.
Can't get lulled into a false sense of security here. Moutier drives to O'Quinn underneath, jams it down. 91-84, the lead of 16. Cut to 7. Pirtle, dribble handoff to DeRozan, up top Lowry. Another deep 3, no good, but he's fouled by Moutier, and that will send Kyle to the line for 3 shots. Jack, the deeper and deeper those threes go from Lowry, the more you have to stretch the floor and guard him.
Well, it opens things up for other people, cutting lanes and pure one-on-one post-up opportunities for Valanciunas. You know, distance shooting creates space, and space creates better offensive looks for you off the bounce. In the post-up situation, the cutting actions, it opens the entire floor up.
Never forget the words of Manu Ginobili coming over from Europe, talking about the spacing, Jack. He's in his broken space. The three-point line is so far. Like, I mean, you got to get out and guard a guy there. And as you said, now you run out there, there's space, there's driving lanes. It's
well, and that's what the Raptors did against Houston. They made every attempt to not give up the three, and they allowed layups. They traded twos for threes in reverse, you know, and they just said, hey, we're not giving you threes.
So back comes New York, 94-84, 10-point lead for Toronto. Moutier on the bounce far side against Siakam. Drive, stutter dribble. Oh, what a move. Gets to the hoop, lay it up, no good. Good challenge by Pirtle. Back comes Toronto. On the bounce, DeRozan. Great pass to the runner, Siakam. Kick into the corner to Miles for a three. Knocks it in the bottom of the well.
Good ball movement that time. Siakam, great find. Beautiful passing by DeRozan as well. Siakam with 5 assists this afternoon.
Courtney Lee up top to Hardaway Jr. On the bounce. Into the lane, Hardaway Jr. puts it up, blocked by Miles. Here comes Toronto, 97-84. Minute 36 to go, third quarter. Siakam kicks to DeRozan, to Miles. Escape, dribble, 3 in the air. Got it again, down the bottom of the well for Miles. 100-84, the Raptors have punched back the lead to 16, and what great ball movement.
Yeah, they got 24 assists now and 31 field goals. The ball is really moving.
Hardaway Jr. near side.
Great stretch by C.J. Miles as well. 2 threes and a block shot.
Up to Cornette. Kick it into the far corner. The jumper is good from Luke Cornette.
Look at the Raptor bench. They're all standing. I mean, tremendous enthusiasm and support from the second unit guys and the guys that aren't in the game right now. Serge Ibaka and everybody was just up before standing up supporting their team. And there's a good brotherhood here.
Yeah,
Jonesy.
There is. They realize they're in it together.
And they genuinely like each other.
100-86 Toronto. Under a minute to go. Third quarter. DeRozan on the drive. Out to Lowry. Kyle into Pirtle. Great cut by Siakam. Jams it down. Left side near wing. Wow.
What a pass. And that's just looking for your teammate. And tremendous delivery by Pirtle. And Siakam, 6 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. And Pirtle, 6 points, 5 boards. So those young big men, as we talked about earlier in the show, Jonesy, played very well.
102-86. Raptor in the lane, no good. Rebound DeRozan. Won't get a shot off, but Toronto will lead by 16. Largest lead of the game, 102-86. With 1 lap of the track to go.
Good response. How about the bench today, Jonesy? Plus 21, 41-20. Again, making an impact on a day where, you know, you're coming off the hangover of a huge win against Houston and playing against a poor team like the Knicks. You need everyone to kind of show up and be solid. The bench has done that.
1 lap of the track to go. 102-86 Toronto. Fourth quarter when we come back. This is Raptors basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto.
Watching your favorite team just got more exciting. Get way into the game with ProLine. With four great ways to wager on basketball and four different games to play, you'll have more to look forward to when game day arrives. Play ProLine, Point Spread, Pools and Props. Every game is more exciting with a ProLine ticket in hand. Go to ProLine.ca for event information, odds, and matchup stats. ProLine. Get way into the game.
102-86, Toronto leading by 16, fourth quarter about to start. Raptors have been solid, shooting 48%, not really killing it on defense, but they are leading this thing comfortably. As Dwayne Casey has his bench in there to start things off.
CJ Miles found his shooting stroke there in the last few minutes of the third quarter. And now he's up to 13 points. The Raptors with four guys in double figures, Miles, Lowry, Valanciunas, and Ibaka this afternoon.
So here comes New York. They got the ball moving front court from left to right. Beasley gets it near side. On the bounce, Beasley against Miles. Drives. CJ cuts him off with a nice job. Knocks it out of bounds. And it'll stay with New York. Troy Williams into the game. Ford out of Indiana.
Yeah, they're looking at a lot of their players here.
Yeah.
You know, and I agree with it. You gotta
know what you're going to keep and what you're going to throw out.
Exactly.
Trey Burke. Corner jumper, got it on the inbounds. Burke knocks it out. 102-88. Fourth quarter just underway. 11 and a half minutes to go in the game. Van Vliet to right. Now drives far side. Top of the lane, they leave him open. Man, DeLon with a move to beat Kyle O'Quinn and then misses the shot but taps in his rebound.
Follow your own shot, right?
That's what they used to say back in the day. Now everybody runs back on defense. Nine for DeLon to lead every scorer off the bench with the exception of C.J. Miles, who has 13. Beasley follow away. Great contest by Siakam. Outlet Van Vliet and Pascal runs the floor. Van Vliet on the dribble. Into the lane. Kicks to the near corner. Intercepted by Courtney Lee. And he's grabbed by DeLon Wright before he could find Troy Williams breaking out.
Well, Courtney Lee, he would know. Like, he's a guy that people...
They're both, in their eyes, getting bad calls on the same play where one gets the advantage. Miles again takes the foul on a driving Michael Beasley. I mean, there's a little contact. Beasley lost the ball out of bounds. Looked like a turnover and a play on to me. Trey Burke in the lane to Beasley. Mid post, far side, left wing. Spins on Siakam. Now Pascal gets him, and Beasley this time is shooting.
It's interesting. When you have a guy like Beasley on your team, like he held on, you know, instead of giving the ball up to a teammate right away, he holds on to it. And now what does he have to do? He has to shoot it at the end of the clock. He says, well, I'm going up against the clock. Well, you had time to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But guys, like, you don't win with those guys.
Sticky fingers, man. You can't.
Yep.
You can't.
And look, he's a talented scorer.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. He's a talented guy.
And, Jack, that's why I give DeRozan and Lowry credit. I mean,
they've matured.
They have. And Nick Nurse always says this, the offensive guy. You shouldn't have the ball for more than a second.
Yeah.
When you catch it, you drive it, you pass it,
figure
or you
it
shoot
out.
It. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't, you know, don't.
And some of that's ego, too. And, you know, as Greg Popovich says, you got to get over yourself.
Yep. Van Vliet. Corner three in the bottom of the well in front of the Knicks bench.
Great.
Again, more ball movement. Assist number 26 for the Raptors.
Great swing to the opposite side.
Get that Benny Goodman offense, Jack. Swing, swing. Beasley in the lane, turns and hits a turnaround jumper. 107-92. Raptors by 15. Long three up top by Van Vliet. No good. Fred in the top 25 in fourth quarter minutes in the NBA, Jack. He's playing almost 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. Shows you the trust that Dwayne Casey has.
Oh, he's earned it. He's a good player.
Siakam brings it front court on the dribble. Lay it up and in. He took the rebound down and is going to get a job at a carpet shop in the offseason, man. Wall to wall, Jacko. Pascal says, I got this one.
Wow, that's a good one. I haven't heard that one from you before.
The DIY special, man. Who needs a book? I'll do it myself. Burke in the lane, banks it up left hand, no good. Rebound Miles. Outlet DeLon right to Pascal Siakam, running, jams it down, and is fouled by Beasley. Beasley comes from behind saying, you okay? No malice intended. As Pascal was on the run there, and he was fouled, couldn't get it down, so he will get two free throws.
Good pitch ahead pass, though, by DeLon Wright.
And when you know Pascal is going to be out there like Usain Bolt, man, you throw it ahead.
You do, and he's got great hands, and he's at tremendous speed. And he's played a beautiful game this afternoon. 14 minutes, 8 points, 5 assists, 4 boards. And
Jack, the other night in Detroit, we did the game. You were on the TV side, and I was on the radio, and I talked to Rick Mahorn, and I told him, I said, Horn, you look at this kid. He reminds me of one of your old teammates, Dennis Rodman, the way, I mean, he's not up on his toes and doesn't have all the, you know, the histrionics to go with it, but he can run the floor.
He sure can.
And Rick Mahorn actually made the comment to Poeltl and Siakam being like Rodman and Sally in a sense.
That's high praise.
Very high praise. Pascal knocks down second free throw, 110-92 Toronto. You need those guys if you're going to win.
Yeah.
Cornette step back, three, no good on the pick and pop. Rebound, they say stay here, and the foul will go on Poeltl. 8:36, fourth quarter, Toronto leading 110-92. So, Jack, it's into Brooklyn, into your neighborhood, Flatbush. Right. On Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. And that's why I said, you know, you take care of business in a game like today, and then you don't have to play again on Tuesday night, and you don't have to unpack. It's great. I love it. And the excitement of playing in New York. And
I was going to take the walk down from our hotel in upper part of Midtown.
Yeah, it's a nice afternoon to take the nice walk.
And then I saw Matty Devlin and Leo Routens getting in a cab, and they said, you want to come? I thought, oh, man, I should walk it. But it's okay. We got the day. Tomorrow after practice to do a little shopping and see New York, visit my favorite spots, call family, have some lunch. 110-94.
It's all good, Jonesy.
It's all good, man. And it's, as my dad says, the beer tastes better when you win. Poeltl lays it up and in. 112-94. Mind you, he also said win or lose, hit the booze. So
great pass by DeLon Wright, by the way, to hook up Pascal Siakam.
8:10 to go. Siakam climbing the scoring charts. He's got 9. Underneath, O'Quinn forces it up. No good between Poeltl and Siakam. Pascal out with the rebound on the run. Kicks it to DeLon Wright. Tees up a 3, far side. Splash it in the bottom of the well. I mean, that thing was cleaner than the board of health right through. 115-94. Biggest lead of the game for Toronto at 21. And Jack, the Knicks get 3 back with Trey Burke.
Raptors plus 28 in bench points today. They have 54 bench points, 54-26.
14 of 30 from behind the arc, outscoring New York by 7 as Poeltl lays it in, but they've got the goaltend on the Van Vliet drive. When the Raptors make 10 or more three-pointers in a game, Jacko, they are 37-7, soon to be 38-7. 14 of 30 today. I'm going to have to go scrambling to see if that's the best percentage of the season.
And the Raptors have 117 points, and there's still 7 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Wow. C.J. Miles is going to check out, and Malcolm Miller is going to check in. C.J. checks out. 18 minutes, 13 points, 4 boards, 3 of 6 from 3.
All-time high for points in a game for the franchise is 133, set earlier this season against Cleveland. 136 in a triple overtime game in London. But Jack, 14 of 30 from behind the arc right now, shooting 46.7%. Van Vliet drives, lays it in, and is fouled, and poses for the crowd on the baseline as he'll go to the line for one more. Raptors inching towards a season high of 19 threes made. They've got 14.
Van Vliet with 10 points. The Raptors now have 6 players in double figures. And they're just putting on an offensive clinic today. They got 28 assists and only 8 turnovers today, so they've been really efficient.
Call the cops out here on 8th Avenue. Raptors are shaking the Knicks down right now. Oh. 120 to 96. Ntilikina to Hardaway Jr. Jumper no good. Rebound Siakam. Here comes Pascal. Man, comfortable handling the ball. Van Vliet to Miller. Corner three, no good. Long rebound Hardaway Jr. at the free throw line. On the run, drives, lays it up and in. One-man show for Tim Hardaway Jr. He's got 25 today, but the Knicks going to be probably a day late, maybe more than a day late. And at least a New York dollar short. In the lane, right to Malcolm Miller. Swing it to Siakam, far side, can't handle it. Regains it against Beasley. Shot clock at 5. Pascal crosses over, kicks to the corner. Pirtle, jumper, in and out. Rebound, DeLon Wright. Keeps it alive, but it goes right to Ntilikina. On the bounce, Cornette kicks to the corner. Moutier, drive, kick out, Hardaway. Shot fake, escape, dribble, 3 in the air, no good. Good ball movement by the Knicks, but they can't get the finish. Here comes Van Vliet to Wright, over his head to Miller. Back to DeLon Wright. 5:49 to go in the ball game. Toronto by 22. Siakam turns the corner, drive, lay it up with the left hand. No good, but tipped in by Pirtle. Toronto up 122-98.
This second unit is putting on a clinic. They are playing in unison, Jonesy. Really fun to watch.
Ntilikina.
Great flow that they're playing with.
Just unselfish, Jack. It's like being in the schoolyard where everybody knows they're going to get a touch. Give it up, you'll get it back. And now Dwayne Casey wants a timeout. He'll put Norman Powell in. The starters getting to rest again in the fourth quarter, Jack. 5:21 to go. We're at the top of the stretch. But the Knicks are back in the clubhouse turn. 122-98, Raptors by 24. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in New York at the world's most famous arena, and the Raptors lead it 122-98. Comfortable lead for the Raptors right now, Jack.
Six guys in double figures. Seven guys in double figures. Everyone who's played has scored. So everybody contributing today. And how about a guy like Pascal Siakam? 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He is just blossoming before our eyes, isn't he, Jonesy?
Yeah, he is. He really is. Tune in this Wednesday, March 14th, as your Toronto Maple Leafs get a visit from Tyler Seguin and the Dallas Stars. Pre-game at 6:30 with Jim Tandy and Greg Gilbert. Puck drop just after 7 with Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. Maple Leafs hockey on TSN, the voice of the Leafs.
It's interesting. Dwayne Casey this afternoon has been, unlike Friday night where he's rather animated, he sat down a lot today. Very calm.
Jack, he said it well in the pregame. As Powell is in there with Nigel Hayes, the Wisconsin Badger, seeing his first action. Nagara, Miller, and DeLon Wright. Powell drives, lays it up, no good. Cornette with the challenge. But Jack, Dwayne Casey said it. There isn't the anxiety right now. I mean, in a game like Houston or, you know, the overtime game against Detroit, that's high anxiety, high pressure. You got to be on. You're mentally engaged. Not that you're not right now, but, you know, a 24-point lead as Powell takes a corner three, no good. You can throttle back a little bit. Put the music on while you're driving.
Yep. And they're playing calmly. They're playing stress-free basketball right now.
Cornette up top. 4:26 to go. Raptors up by 24 points. Biggest lead of the ball game. Cornette. Long jumper, no good. Rebound. Here comes DeLon Wright. Into the lane. Wright kicks it to Hayes. Raptors swing it around up top. Miller jabs on Hardaway Jr. Shot clock at 8. Gets rid of it to DeLon Wright. On the bounce. Into the lane. Wright. Nagara. Hayes. Three ball near side. Good. Nigel Hayes. Welcome to Toronto. And the entire bench up with arms over their head as Nigel Hayes knocks it down. 30 assists for the Raptors. Wow. Ntilikina in the lane to a cutting Moutier reverse layup up and in. Here comes Norm Powell. On the bounce, 125-100. Nigel Hayes says, why not? I'll try it again. Heat check, knocks it down off the bench. And the entire bench is up again, applauding Nigel Hayes knocking it down.
Well, he played with the Knicks in his D-League team, and he's talking smack to them, saying, hey, man, you know, he felt like he had to learn how to make three-point shots. And, man, oh, man, he's made an impact. He's made two threes in 2 minutes, and the Raptors blowing the Knicks out. 128-100, 3:14 remaining. Raptors plus 28 today.
Now let's take a break. Deep in the stretch, you're listening to Raptors basketball from Madison Square Garden, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in New York, Raptors comfortably ahead, 128-100, holding the Knicks under that magic 45%. But you know what, Jacko, it ain't gonna matter right now. They are just putting it on the Knicks.
You know, they're
doing a terrific job.
There are certain years in this sport, and I've experienced it as an assistant coach, a head coach, and now as a broadcaster. When you're around a team and you just get a feeling like that, everyone's kind of together. And this team has that vibe to it. You know, like it just, everything just seems in place and it's clicking and it's just great chemistry. And again, you got to credit the leader, Dwayne Casey, and his boss, Masai Ujiri, Bobby Webster. The leadership of the organization has really put something really nice together.
Well, the bench with 67 bench points today.
That's amazing.
I'm going to have to check to see if that's close to the high. It's something that I haven't monitored, but man alive, Ntilikina lays it in, 128-102. And Jack, if you are the rest of the NBA, as Powell drives, lays it in near side, Raptors at 130, leading 130-102. You're the rest of the NBA. You're looking at Toronto, 49 wins. This is their eighth win in a row, and they've had winning streaks of 6, 7, 8, with only like one loss in between.
And the stretch they're having right now, what would this be, 13 out of 14?
13 out of 14.
And the only loss is in overtime, and they've never had a three-game losing streak during the season.
So
they've been very consistent.
You
they're
are.
Really good.
And you're the rest of the NBA.
They don't even know who we are.
But no, the real people know.
Yeah, the basketball people know.
I'm telling you, the people at fighting for 7 and 8 know who Toronto are. And what are you thinking when you're looking at Toronto as Powell has his shot?
Well, what I'm thinking,
blocked.
Here's the thing I really like about Toronto is they can beat you a lot of different ways. Like it's not the same script every night. And to me, I think that's a sign of a good team, that there's a lot of just versatility and flexibility within your roster. And that's pretty cool. They're a tough team to prepare for. What a
Malcolm
pass.
Malcolm Miller with a great pass from DeLon Wright, jams it down.
I mean, just good spacing again in the offense, and guys all playing together and respecting the pass. I mean, this is an impressive performance.
Offensive foul on Ntilikina, throws it away. Raptors.
And you know, you look at it, Jonesy. Powell played 20 minutes. Ibaka, 25. Valanciunas, 22. DeRozan, 28. And Lowry, 28. So you didn't have to extend your starters on a day where they really played hard minutes the other night against Houston. And now you don't play again on Tuesday night, which is nice.
Raptors had 61 points off the bench against the Lakers in a win on January 26th. And they have eclipsed that now. They turn it over there and then take the foul. 69 points off the bench. They also had 61 that same high against New York back in Toronto on February 8th. But, Jack, 69 points off the bench. Wow.
Now it's been an impressive afternoon from the Raptors on so many different fronts. I think we've tried to cover them all, but time and time again, it's just so many things jump out of you. I mean, look at a kid like Malcolm Miller today. He's got 8 points, 3 boards. I like how he's playing. And it's nice to see DeLon Wright back in the lineup. DeLon Wright's been terrific today. 12 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds.
Well, Raptors up 132-103. And the bench on the floor finishing the game. Nogueira throws it away, but the Knicks have to save it and get it back. Malcolm Miller drives, has it stolen. Wow, big time jam by the Indiana man Troy Williams after the steal against Malcolm Miller. It'll give some of the Knicks fans something to cheer about, but moments like that, few and far between, as the Raptors leading at 132-105. Powell up top on the dribble into the lane. Great left-hand hook pass, and they got him on a travel. So this one, the proverbial laugher, Jack, for the Raptors. And we wanted a professional effort.
You got it.
You got it, yep. Damian Dotson in the ball game. The Knicks have run the white flag up the pole, too. Again, looking at who might be able to play for them. And you know, I tell you, I like that kid, Luke Kornet.
Yeah, he's done a good job today. 17 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. And, you know, you think about Gareth, Dwayne, and Josh, their postgame show. I can't imagine they have anything really negative to talk about. I mean, like, it's just so many positive things. I mean, well, I don't know where you could find fault with anything.
Today you can't.
Oh, my goodness. I
mean, today you can't.
It's been tremendous.
No, shooting the ball 50%, 16 of 35 from distance, outscoring the Knicks by 9 three-pointers. That's 27 points right there.
Great win today.
132-106 is going to be the final. The Raptors dribble it over center court and dribble out the clock. Handshakes all around. Hornacek and Casey exchange handshakes as Dwayne heads to the bench. His team wins game number 49 on the season. It's a laugher for the Raptors in New York. Toronto all over the Knicks. 132-106 the final. The Raptors look for win number 50 across the bridge in Brooklyn on Tuesday night.
Jonesy, what did you say the other night? What did Vegas have the Raptors pick for in preseason?
The Raptors, in some Vegas books, the ones that I'm going from, I've got them for every team. For New York, the over-under is 30.5. That particular sports book had Toronto with an over-under of 48.
So the Raptors, you know, obviously, when you look at where they're going and where they're headed, pretty cool regular season so far for them. And just got to keep it going, maintain the good habits and the consistency that they've shown so far. But
absolutely.
An impressive effort today.
So we are hoping to be joined by a member of the Raptors. And DeRozan over signing jerseys of people that are wearing number 10 for Toronto. And I'll tell you, Jack, we were walking the concourse. This place is crawling with Raptor fans.
Yeah.
I mean, they've come down. It's March break. If your kid is, you know, got a break from school, New York isn't that far a drive from Toronto. I'm telling you, man, there's Raptor fans are all over the place. And
I'm sure they'll be
even the closet and bandwagoners now are coming out of the blue with their coming out of the red, I guess, with their shirts on.
Folks with the Weed and North banners and a great turnout by Raptor fans. I'm sure we'll see the same on Tuesday night in Brooklyn.
And Jack, we always say this. If you're a Raptor fan, you're a Raptor fan. It's easy to put on, you know, a Westbrook jersey and say I'm a basketball fan or put on a Curry jersey or Durant jersey. But when you see somebody wearing a Raptor jersey that says Lowry or DeRozan or Valanciunas or Ibaka or, you know, hey, that's a Raptor fan. That's a true fan. So Toronto wins it, 132-106. We are waiting for a member of the Raptors to join us. They have a drop back in the locker room area, and one of them will put on a headset and join us. And it's going to be hard to complain about anything tonight.
Well, no, they played so well this afternoon, Jonesy, and the ball just moved with a purpose and just a wonderful display of offensive basketball and timely defensive stops as well. So just overall, it was really, really well done.
So the Raptors win it, and again, we are hoping to have a member of the Raptors join us. Our engineer, Paul Schrager, is on the line waiting till the headset is picked up. But, Jackal,
okay,
we look at the Raptors, and we've got Kyle Lowry joining us. Kyle, you can answer the question I was going to ask Jack. You get a professional effort, a performance like this tonight. How much does that bolster the confidence of your team that, hey, man, we're a damn good team, and you better watch out when you play us?
DeMar just talked to me. I don't know what he said. it was a good team win. We came in and did our job, and, early game, and took us a little bit to wake up. But once we woke up, it was a good game.
Seven guys in double figures, Kyle. 32 assists on 47 field goals. Just talk a little bit about just the ball movement. There were so many sequences that were like highlight sequences today offensively where the ball just hummed.
It's funny because we missed a lot of shots too. We moved the ball very well, but we missed some open shots early, and we could have had 35, 40 assists, but it was a good night for us. You know, like it was just everyone contributed, everyone got involved, and, you know, once we got going, we got going.
All right, Kyle. Get to a TV, see where they're going to send.
Yeah, you already know. All right, see you later. Tiger first.
Tiger first. I'm with you. Tiger first. And
see
then
you, Kyle.
We'll see where they send the Wildcats in the tournament. It's that kind of Sunday right now. It's all good if you're a Raptor or a Raptor fan. 132-106 is your final. Stay tuned for postgame when we are done here after the commercial break.
Good afternoon, Jonesy.
Yep, for our engineer, Paul Schrager, and the Brooklyn man, Jack Armstrong. It's Paul Jones saying good afternoon from Madison Square Garden. You've been listening to Raptor Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto.